Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is March 6th, 2019. And we are simply here to talk about all that stuff. You, everything that affects you, and the markets and the economy and your money, and every point in between. We leave no stone unturned. But first, before we even get going, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button, press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you. And convictionleaders.com, our email service, all at GaryK.com. Now, normally we start with a lot of stuff, but we have a special guest today joining me to talk, and I have a specific question about the date of January 7th, I believe it was. Join me to talk about what he does, how he does it, and where he stands right now. With investment-models.com, that's Jim Rohrbeck. Hey, Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Nice to be here, Gary.
So I just...
Interesting question you asked on January 7th. I issued a buy signal to all my subscribers on that date, and we're still in the market. It's kind of interesting because I'm sure you observed that December was a terrible month for investors. We were fortunate enough to get out of the market on 10-5 after a nice rise. And then we got another buy signal on 11-8, which turned out to be a small loss. The net for that whole down period was about, well, less than a percentage point loss. But the good part of the game is we got in on the 7th, actually issued on the 7th, got in on the 8th, and we're still in. And as of the moment, that move is up like 8.69% as of today. That is a very nice move. And the interesting thing about it, if you listen to the market, there were a lot of people yelling and screaming, don't get in. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who are unhappy about that.
So here is what I got. Your first sell signal was at 26,447. You stayed out. Your buy signal was at around 23, and I'm using the Dow because people know the Dow. And your buy signal was 23,500, and now we're up to 25,700, and you're still on the buy signal, correct?
That's right.
I use
the S&P 500.
I know, but most people know the Dow, and that's why I was bringing up the Dow. My question to you is, my question to you is, have you ever seen a market, and I mean, it was really bearish. And we had gone in a matter of like 10 days from 26,000 down to 21.7, rallied up real sharp for a few days, and then Jay Powell did the little lift off as he changed his stance on, central bank crap. My question to you is, have you ever seen where we've gone from a real bear market, and that was a bear market, and the switch was flipped kind of sort of so easily because of central bank intervention. You have any thoughts on that?
Well, I really don't pay too much attention to it because I'm a numbers guy. I look at the numbers. Now, I also know that they're saying now that this two-month advance that we're seeing is the largest that we've seen since 1991. That's a long time, Gary. And it's a beautiful up move. How long is it going to last? I don't know. But the interesting thing about the RIX index is it limited our losses when the market was really getting smoked. It was getting hit bad. But we didn't lose. We lost a few percentage points. But then when it turned up and nobody believed that they should get in, it's been a tremendous up market since January 7th, 8th. I got in on the 8th.
Are you seeing any deterioration as we speak?
Yes, I am. The NASDAQ, RIX, is at a minus 5.5 today. That is very close to a minus 6. I haven't looked at the New York yet, but that is pretty good yet. It's pretty solid. I'll look to see if I can.
So in other words, near term, we're starting to deteriorate, and any more weakness may get you back on a sell signal.
On the NASDAQ.
On the NASDAQ. NYSE, not so close.
No, it's not. We still got room there.
All right, so Jim, how do my listeners, you always come on, you always give a pretty darn good offer. What do you got going today?
Well, I'm going to offer listeners a chance to get my newsletter for twice a week for 2 months. And it's more of an educational deal for them. If they see it, read it, they will understand it, as opposed to me just sitting here talking about numbers. But that offer is going to last only until the 15th of this month. So they got a week to decide whether they want to take me up. I don't ask for credit cards or any of that stuff. It's free.
Okay.
And it's
so let me just say that.
To decide whether it's something that's useful for them.
Okay, so until the 15th of March, people can sign up for 2 free months. Go to jim@rixindex.com, and that's RIXINDEX.com, and email you, and you'll take it from there. Am I correct?
Yes, we'll take care of all the record keeping, and we'll keep them receiving those letters twice a week, usually on Wednesday and Friday. Unless there's a signal in between there, if there's a signal on a day other than Wednesday and Friday, I send out another one so they get it on the day that it occurs.
All right, so let me repeat
that.
Jim at RIXindex.com, jim@rixindex.com, RIXINDEX.com. You have to the 15th to sign up, 2 free months, no obligation. And, boy, you're pretty nice, Jim.
Well, you know, it pays back to me because when people learn what I do, they say nice things to me and thank me for it. So it's all worthwhile, Gary.
Well, it's been having a good year so far and a very tough year. Jim, thank you so much for your time. Say hello to your lovely wife. Keep good health, and we will speak to you soon.
Okay, Gary. Nice talking with you.
All right. Take care. That's Jim Rohrbach with investment-models.com. Again, jim@rixindex.com, RIXINDEX. Just email him. Tell him you heard him on the radio show. Sign up. 2 free months. Check it out. And as always, you get to decide. Now, on Monday, we told you we thought the complexion was changing some in the market. Doesn't mean the end of the world, doesn't mean a major market top, just that the complexion had changed. Just means that the tailwind was being lost. just means that a bunch of things were stalling, just means that a few areas were already starting to roll over. Remember, markets just don't top. You get little by little, piece by piece. And due to the fact sentiment went coast to coast, then everybody's bullish again. And due to the fact that we're into major resistance, that's what we told you on Monday. It's now Wednesday. We'll update you. That and more. Up next on this, the one and only Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. The market wrap is brought to you by Jim Rohrbach at investment-models.com. You heard it all. Let me repeat, 2 free months. Email him at jim@rixindex.com, R-I-X-I-N-D-E-X.com. 2 free months. All at investment-models.com. On the day, listen carefully. We got a few things we want to say today to update you on what we said on Monday. Dow down 133, S&P 18, NASDAQ 70, NASDAQ 144, semiconductors, big juicy 23, mid-caps and small-caps, much worse than the large-caps. The Russell 2000 was down the equivalent of 500 Dow points. Transport's only down 53, but I want you to hear this. Listen carefully. Upside on the New York today. Things up, 961. Things down, 2,740. Stocks up on the NASDAQ, 661. Stocks down, 2,464. So, let's backtrack. We came into this week, and on Monday, something happened kind of sort out of the clear blue. The leading software group was smacked really hard and on very heavy volume. During the day, the Dow was down 400, finished only down 210, 20, something like that. All the major indices, which were up strong early, were down very big late, but finished in the midpoint of the day. But I use the term shot across the bow. Shot across the bow. Market waking up. Sellers showing up. It's the best way I can put it. And the fact that they went after the leading group in the market, I go back to my rules. There's certain rules we follow. When you have a market doing whatever it's doing and all of a sudden they come after the leading group, it's a wake-up call. And that's what it was. As we went through our scans, we already told you last week, the managed care stocks, United Health, Humana, Cigna, WellCare, even Anthem, which was really strong, big earnings gap, acting well, been trashed. Airlines, trashed. Gold and silver, trashed. Though that's not really market generative. Oils rolling over. And other sundry stuff. Notice the big word, sundry stuff. I don't even know if that means anything, but I'm saying it anyhow. Rolling over. And what do we mean by rolling over? Again, let me explain. We're talking about price here. Stair steps going up. Instead of stair steps going up, they start coming down and start building some stair steps to the downside. And we always do this little exercise with you guys. If there's only 100 stocks in the market and 100 of them are going up and stair-stepping up, everything's great. But then all of a sudden, 10 of them start stair-stepping down. It's still 90-10, but everything's great. But 10 are now working against the 90. but 90-10 is still good. But then all of a sudden, another 10, it's 80-20. So it tells you that things are, you know, something to watch. And then 70-30 and 6, you get the point. So we've seen that over a couple of days leading to today. And there's your story. Market deteriorating before your very eyes. To what extent, we never know. What we worry about, listen carefully, is that this market has had its way of not doing garden variety moves. Big ups, big downs. So you wonder, okay, if we're topping out here for now, are we going to have a big down? The answer is we don't know, but we let more cards come out of the deck. And what we also do know is, and I've told you this time and time again, what's the most important group that we follow in the market? The semiconductors. We just go back for decades. They have been a great telegraph, a forecaster of what the whole market's going to do. It used to be the financials and the semis, but financials less so now. And, of course, some of the semiconductor names have been getting a little bit in trouble, and we've been telling you about that. But, again, not the end of the world. Well, today, more. Important name like Lam Research. We call it rolling over. And if you want to know what we mean by a little rolling over, take a cup and turn it upside down. Go look at Lam Research and see what it's been doing over the last 6, 7, 8 days. And volume picked up today. And, you know, we were always complaining about this move in the semiconductors because earnings and sales have been gross. They haven't been good. But we adhere to price. And then there's Micron MU. That's worse than Lam Research. Go take a look at what's happened. You've given back in 3 days about the last 6 weeks. And volume's been picking up on a relative basis. And then you could start going through the other semiconductor names and you'll see what we're seeing. Potentially, the high of 7, 8 days ago in the semiconductor index may be the high for now. And then we go through other names, as we said, in the semis, and we're seeing a few little things rolling over also. And it's noteworthy because what we've told you, MKS Instruments, MKSI. And by the way, by no means have these things been in bull markets. They've been recovery. Like MKSI has gone from 128 to 60 back to 80 on bad numbers. So all of a sudden, the semiconductors are joining those other areas. And now biotech. Biogen has not been acting well, and it's rolling over here. Regeneron has been acting well, was down 13 today on a pickup in volume. Ligand Pharmaceuticals, new yearly lows just about. Big volume selling today. Sarepta, SRPT, big selling today. Looks like it's topped out near term. Amgen, a big cap name, gross. And if you look at the biotech, look at the IBB, there is a chance, not 100%, there's a chance that that's probably hit a high also. So you can throw the biotech in there. You get where I'm going? We're doing this exercise for you guys, and actually we're doing it for ourselves also. And what we'll do is keep count and make lists and look at support levels. See if they get taken out. Up next, what else? I'll have that and more. Yeah, what else? On this, the one and only Investor's Edge.
Listening to
America is talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you're all having a good day. So let us just do a little continuance of what we've been saying. So then we go and look at, well, let's see what the financials are doing. Just, you know, we got to go look and see. And, you know, nothing bad yet. I'm watching Goldman and noticing it can't get above 200 over the past 6 weeks after having a good reaction on earnings that weren't so good. 200 to 203, and we don't want it to break below 188. JP Morgan, we're noticing a little distribution over the last couple of weeks. Something to watch. Bank America, a little bit, nothing bad. But we did notice today that the regional banks, go look at the KRE. It's just the regional bank index, maybe topping out or toppy, whatever the word you want to use. You can go see. Today it took out about 2 weeks, and we're talking on a short-term basis. But, again, we add up the weight of the evidence, and this is how we, you know, look at things. So the financials, no biggie yet. And then, of course, we go to the Dow. And we can go through 30 names. And we'll notice that Caterpillar, which rallied up on no volume after getting hit on big volume on their earnings and a bad outlook, looks like it's weakening pretty quickly, maybe. That's a Dow 30. We mentioned Goldman already. Home Depot acts poorly. You just go through these things and you try to see what sticks out. And is anything vulnerable? 3M on not so great numbers. Looks like it's probably rolling over here. Something to watch. Nothing bad yet. Pfizer looks like it's rolling over, but that's never going to kill the Dow. We already mentioned United Health, real bad shape, these managed care stocks. We've mentioned to you Walgreens, the drug stocks are just getting obliterated here. And it may be government news not helping out there. Who knows? So again, we go through the Dow 30 and we get a feel. And then we just go through these other sectors here. Notice the XLV, which is healthcare. Finding an area can't get through, and this is where we think, you know, we probably hit a wall on the upside here. Again, doesn't mean have to get killed here and things get destroyed, but we recognize that as we go through all these, looks like they're near-term tops. And then we can just go through the industrials, or we can go through the metals and mining, XME. Looks like that's top today. For now. And then we'll go through things in the metals. U.S. Steel just completely rolled over dead. It's a steel name. And I can go through all the commodity names and see that. And then I'll go through the airlines and say, man, those things are acting like crap. Stay away from airlines. And they never really got going. And one by one, we'll go through things. Remember, we told you about the gold. Before Friday, it looked like a pullback. Friday looked like it becomes a top for now. And maybe because a stronger dollar beats the heck out of me, I could care less. So again, we're just letting you know, a little weight of the evidence action here. Just take a step back, relax, we'll see where it takes us. Hey, Gary, could we just be going back into the bear market? Yeah, sure. Could it just be a correction? Sure. How long could it last? Don't know. How far can it go? Don't know. But we'll be watching the leadership. We'll watch to see where support levels are on the major indices. And right now, you look at the major indices, it's a minor pullback so far. That's the worry. Because remember the one thing I said to you on the way up when you V-shape up? There's no support if markets want to get hit. So we'll see. But so far, it's, for the indices, quite the nominal. Russell's the worst. I think the Russell from the high is down, whoopee-doo, 4%. And again, the Russell got hit hard today. That tells you the breadth of the market was not that great. So again, if anything changes, we'll let you know. Just, we got some deterioration here. We thought it Monday. Getting a little confirmation today. And again, we never know how far or how long. We segue. Federal budget deficit jumped 77% from October to January, compared with the $176 billion last year. It's $310 billion this year, 77%. Thank you, Paul Ryan. Thank you, Mitch McConnell. You know what the sin is about this? The sin is the economy's been good. Revenues have come in nicely. And all they had to do was not raise government spending. You know those conservative Republicans, who've been yelling and screaming at Obama for 8 years about his spending? Vote for me, we'll do better. Well, they lied. McConnell and Ryan lied, and Donald Trump signed off on it. We'll have $1 trillion deficits this year, and they lied, and they're never going to do anything about it. And there you go. But don't worry. What's $22 trillion of debt? Psh. Who cares that the first 500 some odd billion of our tax dollars this year is going to interest? Nah. Whoopee-doo. So the hate mail from the Trumpsters will come in tonight. But we don't care. Because we hate them all. Not you guys, them. May I also segue a little bit? I had to mention this. In 2018, there were 4.7 billion robocalls. I got like 9 of them today. You know my new thing is, right? I hardly answer any of them. But every now and then I will, and if it turns up a person's on there, I just pull up Led Zeppelin and play it as loud as can be right in their ear, and I hope their eardrums pop. Anyway, we're just letting you know. And they also recognize that most of them are scams, likely scams, so answer at your own risk. Anyway, I'm going to, there's some call blockers. I'm going to start putting them in. I've yet to do it. You can too, by the way. But this is a scourge on society. $4.7 billion. Let me segue again. The new Jersey governor. A Democrat, what else is new, who won a decisive victory. Well, then again, you had Chris Christie there for a while. Boy, did he turn into a mud hound. You know what I love? How all these politicians are such geniuses until something you do is wrong and then you throw everybody under the bus. Remember the Bridgegate in New Jersey? Chris Christie trying to tell us he knew nothing of it. Bullcrap. He knew nothing of it. I think people went to jail for that, too. Anyway, the new guy, Philip Murphy of Jersey, a Democrat, who won a decisive victory 2 years ago by promoting a progressive agenda, wants to raise the income tax on those making more than $1 million to help pay for what he says are some of the state's most pressing needs, expanding preschool and making higher education more affordable. Does this moron not recognize you got states next door to New Jersey, and if you go too far, because taxes are already high in New Jersey, does he realize people just shoot the middle finger at him and just move to another state? These people are so stupid. Up next, I'll expound on that. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Ed.
Listening to.
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. As I was saying, so let me just put this up, New Jersey. And then a map's going to come up. And here is New Jersey. And I believe, the problem is you have high taxes everywhere you go around there, don't you? But around New Jersey's New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Washington, Virginia, you will come down to Florida. The amazing part about these idiots and morons and imbeciles running these states, they are losing so many people to places like Florida, my state. And they keep pressing it. Yeah, we'll do a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. Once you lose your tax base, you're screwed. It's amazing to watch. They see what the success of low taxes are, they see what the failure of high taxes are, and they still go with the high tax. Anyway, that's the New Jersey thing. And I guess Jersey has that over 5 million now. He wants to take it down to 1 million. It would bring in $447 million in new revenue. I do not believe that's yearly. I believe that's over years. Yeah, sure. Keep it up. What else do I want to mention today? 5,500 retail stores set to shut down. Payless Shoe Source accounts for the largest number, 2,590 stores which are holding liquidation sales. I don't think I've ever been in a Payless Shoe Source. Some stores will close by the end of March, with other locations through May. In 2018, CoreSite tracked 5,528 closings, which included all Toys R Us locations, plus hundreds of Mattress Firm stores, Kmart and Sears locations, and Brookstone's remaining mall stores. So there will be no more vibrating chairs in the malls. 2017 was a record year. 8,139 stores. Wow. Wow. And I'm just reading about other names. Yeah, what can I tell you? Next! Roughly 181 million Americans receive health insurance through employers. 70% of these people say they are happy with their coverage. By the way, I'm not big on these polls. What, they poll 5,000 people of 181 million? So the people that are proposing Medicare for all, government-run everything, are saying to all those people, let's say it's 50%, 90 million people were screw you, we're replacing it, you're going through government, trust us. So here's the amazing part about this. Trust people who have put us $22 trillion of debt, created a Ponzi scheme called Social Security, massive entitlement payments going out, We know Medicare and Medicaid are already unfunded. Pensions unfunded everywhere. Yearly deficits. And we're supposed to trust them to run the whole healthcare business? See, that's what I don't understand about socialists and government lovers. They keep failing. Just so you know, when you run major debt, it's a failure. The fact that our first 500 and so billion is going towards interest, it's a failure. Why do you want to trust these people? What do you think they're going to do so well for you? You do realize they're selling bullcrap, right? Free? You do realize Bernie Sanders has just told you, well, your taxes are going to go up, but don't worry, because you don't have to pay for health care anymore. Oh, you're going to pay? Need a colonoscopy? See me in 7 months. And we're going to tell you what doctor. Did you all do the exercise I told you to do? Just Google the words. First the letters, NHS, problems in the United Kingdom. And just go read. You know, if there is a baseball team, you know, in the major league and a guy's batting 190, he's usually sitting in the dugout not playing. If you're on a football team and this guy fumbles twice a game, you're not going to play him anymore. You know, if you take the bus around town and the guy keeps getting in accidents, you're not going to go on that bus anymore and the guy's going to get canned. So we got all these miserable failures in government, and you people on the left want to depend on them. Why? Remember, protest failure, kiss up to success. $22 trillion says they're failing. I'll keep talking. Hopefully you keep listening. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show, or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.